97.9 105.5 Kiss FM, Big Papa in the morning. Take Me Home Tonight. It's in theaters now. Topher Grace on the line. Topher, how you doing, bro?
Hey, good. Thank you for having me, man.
Ain't no thing, man. Thanks for getting up early. Where am I catching you this morning?
Catching me in L.A., so yeah, I got up real early for you, man.
Wicked, wicked, wicked early. I definitely appreciate that. But, I mean, the reason behind it is, I mean, you really have a lot going on with this movie. Obviously, the movie looks hysterical. I remember first seeing I remember first seeing the preview for it during the Super Bowl. That's the first time I remember seeing it.
We really wanted to make one of those lost John Hughes films. You know, I missed my chance to kind of be in the Brat Pack. So, you know, this is as close as I could come to being one of those great films that I grew up with.
Absolutely. It's Take Me Home Tonight. And it's yourself. It's Anna Faris. A fantastic cast. For people who haven't seen it yet, tell me about the movie.
Well, you know, those great John Hughes movies like The Breakfast Club and 16 Candles and even ones that he didn't do like Fast Times at Ridgemont High or Less Than Zero. I just grew up loving all these films.
Yeah.
And we wanted to make the first movie like that about the 80s. It isn't making fun of the 80s. It's not spoofing the 80s. It's actually like we took a time machine back there and just made it in the 80s.
It's Take Me Home Tonight. It's in theaters now. And you really, when you said we wanted to make the movie, you're really part of it. You co-wrote and co-produced part of this thing, right?
You know, I didn't co-write. I kind of came up with the idea with a buddy of mine.
Right.
We have a story by credit, but that's a fancy way of saying we just thought of the idea, but some really talented writers wrote it. We had a great director, and just really came together.
Now, see, this is how I know you're a stand-up guy, because you're like, yeah, no. All I did was be like, you know what? You know what would be cool? I like John Hughes movies. You know, let's have the idea. Okay, you guys run with it.
That's right, and I'm very honest about that. I do as little work as humanly possible. Acting is an easy job.
So, Topher, what is your background? I mean, obviously, you know, you've been in the biz for a long, long time. What was your background before this?
Well, you know, I'm from Connecticut, so I'm kind of from the east side there, and
straight up chilling on the east side.
Yeah, and then I kind of came out here for college, and someone had seen me. I was out here at USC at college, and someone had seen me in a high school play at this boarding school I went to in New Hampshire. And I'd never auditioned for anything in my life. And they kind of said, do you want to come audition for this show about the 70s? And I thought, I'm not doing anything better here at college. So, you know, I might as well. And I wound up getting it. I wound up going for 8 years.
And then the rest is history. Do you still, and if this is too personal, let me know. Are you still getting 70 show money?
We get a little bit of money from the reruns, but, you know, that has like a half life every year or so.
Right. So it's a little bit not enough for you to like, you know what, I'm good, I'm fine. You, it's not that kind of money. It's a little something, something.
Well, we had a great run with that show, and, everyone on that show was really lucky to be a part of it. And the money was great, but what was even better was the opportunity to, you know, it's a weird thing to complain about. It's kind of a high-class problem, but having fame or being on TV when you're young is kind of a weird. It's a weird phenomenon to anyone, I think, even
sure.
if you're older.
Oh, but you're afraid that you get stereotyped.
We were so lucky to have each other in terms of, you know, to be able to do it with five of your friends. We were really, really lucky to be able to all go through that together.
And then, of course, you've been able, you're one of the few that have been able to transition into, like, being an adult actor and not have to worry about that
Thank
kind
you.
Of stuff. Because, I mean, it's
By
true.
By adult actor, you mean porn actor, right?
Well, yeah, obviously, because, you know, if Take Me Home Tonight tanks, you're going to the Brown Chicken, Brown Cow movies. That's it. You know, screw Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, well, I have that kind of, that, I just have that build, you know, that people are it makes me successful in that industry, so I'm just lucky that way.
Absolutely, and you know, so your next leading lady is going to be Casey Jordan, the girl who partied Charlie Sheen into rehab for crying out loud.
Yeah, is he officially in rehab?
It's seriously. I mean, they're literally writing his obituary already because they're just waiting for him to do something because it's is it. I mean, being in the business. and, you know, knowing the people that you know and whatever, what's kind of like the business feel for him as far as, you know, what he's going through?
Close friend of mine. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know the guy. I really like 2.5 Men. You know, it's tough when you hear people fight over a sitcom because I've been on one, and they're so much fun to do, and they're relatively kind of easy as acting jobs go.
Right.
Great schedule, you know, the pay is good. It's kind of, you know, you have to do it all in one place, which is kind of an actor's dream. You know, that's something I really miss about doing sitcoms is that you kind of have like a home base. It's, now I got to travel like 9 months of the year to go shoot these movies in different places. So, I don't know. I always find it hard when people are fighting when they have it so good, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're talking to Topher Grace. Take Me Home Tonight. It's in theaters now. Lots of loving going on the set. Anna Faris met her man.
Anna Faris is about as cool. She did. She met her husband on. She is the coolest person, like, on the face of the earth. She's totally hot. She's totally, like, the funniest person I've ever met. And she's in real life as cool as you think she is. Maybe she's even cooler.
It's funny because we talked to her a little bit ago, and she's like, yeah, I don't do Facebook or Twitter. I'm not quick enough. I'm not smart enough for that. And I'm like, really?
Well, that sounds like someone really smart. You know what I mean? Like, it's only the really smart people who say, like, I'm not smart enough for that. It's the dumb people who go, like, I'm on it.
So
I got a Twitter account called Winning.
Winner.
Winner.
So, Topher, what do you? I mean, obviously, you're doing your acting thing. That's the job. What do you do on your off time? What do you do for fun?
I already mentioned my porn career on the side.
Yep, obviously.
And also, I'm building a shelter for runaway teenage Ukrainian girls.
Well, wonderful. That's great. I'm glad to see you're giving back.
I want to get involved in charity, too, so that's kind of my...
it's a write-off.
Kind of something that I run out of my house, actually.
Yeah. I run it out of his house. And plus...
Well, I want to give back, you know?
Plus, you can write the whole thing off.
It is a write-off. And also, you know, God, I feel selfish. You know, because I get so much out of it, but really I'm giving so much, you know.
Topher Grace, Take Me Home Tonight. It's in theaters now. Definitely go and check it out. Hysterical. Absolutely looks hysterical. I know you got to get going, and I appreciate the time this morning. Before you go, something we like to do, it's called the Quick Six. It's 6 questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Do it. Hit me.
All right, Topher Grace, 3 shows that are on your DVR right now.
Finale of Lost is still on there. I love Lost so much. Mad Men and Colbert Report.
Favorite toy as a child?
Probably the original Nintendo NES system.
What was your go-to game?
Paperboy.
Oh my God. That dog. Yeah. I swear to God, that dog.
I know, that dog every time, man.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
You know, I don't drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a fun fact about me. But I, when I started the show, you know, I was partying a lot in college, and I kind of thought, I'm like 19, I'm going to blow this if I don't do it right. So I kind of just stopped. And I'm glad because no one ever catches me kind of stumbling out of a bar, you know, or getting in trouble.
Yeah, we never see that footage on TMZ.
Yeah. So it's a good thing. Yeah.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Groundhog Day.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
You know, I gotta say, I'm more into it's like a split between personality, and vagina. No, I'm just kidding.
but you're not. That's okay.
I don't know. Definitely.
All right. Favorite toy as an adult?
The question I just answered. I don't know.
Topher Grace, Take Me Home Tonight with Anna Faris and an all-star cast. Absolutely hysterical movie. Go check it out. Topher, thank you so much for the time, dude. I appreciate it.
All right, cool. Thanks a lot for having me.
All right, not a problem. Topher Grace, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on Kiss FM. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
Oh, cool. That was really fun, man. Thank you.
Did you like it?
Yeah, that's fun, and the questions are fun. It's a good way to wrap it up.
I appreciate that, man. Are you on Facebook or Twitter or anything, or no?
Yeah, I'm not on any of that.
You see, you're being really, really smart, like Anna.
By the way, it is smart. It's like a whole party. It's like, you know, in Monopoly, I always play without free parking. It just takes two. It just adds time to the game. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely. All right, man. Well, thank you. Thank you once again. I appreciate it.
All right, Paul. All right, thanks a lot, man.